So let's pick up another little trend here, huh? Some of this interplay of men and women that you reflected here in your definition of love is utterly crucial to this interchange between you. Let's just take on a rather superficial level a young man and a woman who meet each other. And let's say that this guy looks at this little dolly and all he can say to himself is, wow. He is really attracted to her, see? Well, now let's just complete the story and say that the young lady looks at him, at this big hunk of man, and she just about swoons, you know. This is about everything she's hoping for, too. So let's say that they're really mutually attracted to each other, and this is their meeting. All right, now in the context of the male-female relational aspects of our culture, what is natural for the young man to do? He will begin the chase. He will move toward her. He'll come to her. He'll speak to her. He'll try and make himself useful or present in one way or another. He's going to ask for, can he meet her after class, or can he carry her books, or can he have a date with her? He will chase her, won't he? So he will move toward her. Now, what is the girl's reaction? Fully feminine. Just as interested in this guy as he was in her, she looks at him and she runs away, but not too fast. As he moves toward her, chasing, she moves away from him, luring him on. He pursues her, and of course the wise young woman will give him just a little of her favors, just enough to keep him coming, but never so much that she will lose in his eyes the mystery of womanhood. What does he chase? Well, depending upon who he is, he might see her as a conquest to be made, but he will always see her as a person to get to know, to in some way possess. He wants her, and he sees in her something of the unknown, something to be attained, the mystery of womanhood. And so he keeps coming, and she, very comfortable in her side of this, moving from him, never revealing all. And in this chase, they are both relatively comfortable. This is the way we operate in our culture, isn't it? Ideally, we would say, the price of her revealing the total mystery of herself to him is the price of marriage. That is the power she has over him. Ladies, never forget, the greatest power that you have over men is not in what you give them, but in what you don't give them. Okay, now, let's just say that she, however, decides that this is really love. She stops, turns, and lets him open her blouse. He possesses her. What has happened now? Well, commonly we see this reaction. He, having possessed her, has now seen it. The mystery is gone. He has had it. It wasn't quite as good as he thought. And he sort of stands away from her, so to speak, backs away, a bit of hesitancy now. The girl, her reaction is different. She is a woman, having given him everything she had to give, now is completely convinced within her womanly nature that he belongs to her. And so she sinks her dainty little claws into him. She holds on to him right at the moment that he has hesitated. And he feels this new possessiveness now. Now, wait a minute, I didn't want to get married. And he backs away just a bit. This confuses her totally. This isn't the reaction she thought. So she grabs him the tighter and hangs on. No, you're mine. He doesn't like this possessiveness. It was premature for him. He backs away and at times will break and run. The young lady chases him. And what do we see? The man chasing the woman? Oh no, the field has reversed and now the woman is chasing the man. A situation that is highly uncomfortable for both of them. And sometimes this situation will blow sky high, leaving behind it two injured people.